Bezos Hashem, our first topic, La Halacha, on Daf Lamed is the halachos of standing during davening and standing in instances where it is difficult to daven because one is traveling, for example, on a bus or on an airplane. The significance of standing in tefillah really comes to the fore when the Gemara describes a machlokes tanoim, where a person has the following choice. 20 lines from the bottom, or even less than that, on Lamed Amud Aleph, the Gemara describes an individual who is getting ready to go on a trip. He must go on a trip, no two ways about it, and leave at this particular time. He could daven after Alos HaShachar, which b'di'evit is acceptable for davening, but he must be in the wagon already at the time of Kriya Shema. What should he do? Should he daven Shemona Esrei standing after Alos and then say Kriya Shema in the wagon, but he will lose out Smichas Gula L'Tfila? Or do the other way around. Daven Shemona Esrei after Kriya Shema the way we normally do, however he will end up sinning. The Gemara says that standing trumps, according to one man, the Amar, and this is how we pass in the halacha and simin pei tes. B'shas hadchak, the mechaber writes that one should stand after alos hashachar and daven, and then go out of order. And the mechaber concludes va'afal pi shein esomach gula tefila hachi adif tvei sheyispalo bebeisa meumat. It's better that he prays in his house standing mimashi yispal mizmana, even though ultimately he'll end up davening after Nates, which is the ideal time, or at the time of Nates, v'umahalech v'yismoch gula tefila. If you're sitting and going on the way, then that is not the ideal form of tefila. Despite the fact that this is the halacha in Shulchan Aruch, there are two very important points that the poskim make, and then we will extend those points to modern examples where people have the tension of sitting versus standing, where sitting might be a more lechatchila form of tefillah than actually standing. Firstly, the Mishnah Berurah in Siv Katan Mem Beis of that simin of Peites comments that rova olam ein nizarim bezeh. Most people are not careful about this. They're not careful to get up at Alos HaShachar and daven first and then say Kriya Shema. The Mishnah Berurah, in the name of the Magen Avraham, raises the possibility that even though in Shulchan Aruch it seems like we follow the Man D'Amar that says standing is more important than Smichas Gula L'Tfila, the Magen Avraham suggests maybe we actually sometimes follow the other opinion of our Gemara and Daf Lamed Amalf, and the Minhag HaOlam went, it's hard to understand this to the end, that the Minhag HaOlam went, according to the opinion that is not brought down in Shulchan Aruch, that Smichas Gula Tefillah is better when one is sitting than davening beforehand standing. Secondly, it's important to note that even though we paskin that Amida is so important that it takes precedence over Smichas Gula Tefillah, however, our great Rebbe Rav Nevenzahl, and this is already brought out as well in a tshuva from the great Posek Hador Rav Moshe Feinstein, point out that there are times where standing is detrimental as opposed to beneficial. Commenting on this psak in Shulchan Aruch, Rav Nevenzahl comments the following. Tzarech iyun itfila mu'umad adifa mitfila biyeshiva b'mechonit v'samech gu'ulo tfila. If a person is traveling in a car, he says, he's not sure if it's preferable to choose davening before the car ride after Alos HaShachar versus davening sitting in the car and being able to be somech gu'ula l'tfila. What's the question? Isn't it a psak mefurish in Shulchan Aruch? It seems that what Rav Nevenzahl is saying is the following. In the case of where you are riding in a wagon, in such a case, anyhow, it is hard for you to concentrate. If you're not the driver in a car, maybe it will be better to be somech gula l'tfila and do it sitting rather than standing and not being able to be mitzaref smichas gula tefila. Of course, Rav Nevinzal Safik also might relate to the fact that the Magen Avraham is not sure that we pask in this way in Shulchan Aruch. Hence, Rav Nevinzal seems to leave open the possibility that this whole halacha, that davening standing is better, is only in a case of where a person is going out, as the Gemara described, in a ship and in a wagon where it would be hard to concentrate, but maybe he leaves over the possibility a car being different. Those are the first 2 points. Thirdly, Rav Nevinzal continues, he says it's a davar pashut that if you're in a car, that you should not attempt to stand and to bend over. Because in such a case, then you will lose your kavana. So it will disturb a person's kavana. Point number three, actually, Rav Moshe Feinstein himself makes in a tshuva. In Orach Chaim, Chelek Dalet, Simen Chof, Rav Moshe writes about someone who's traveling in an airplane. A person who sat in an airplane, it's considered as if they davened, they do not need to repeat Shemona Esrei. It's better to sit if that will hurt your kavana. So point number three is made both by Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal and Rav Nevinzal Shlita, that there are times it's better to sit, even though the Psak of Halacha says that standing is so important, it preempts Geula L'Tfila. Rav Nevinzal does, though, leave open the following question. And that is, on an airplane, he claims, where it doesn't shake too much, maybe a person will have better kavana, and therefore just as good kavana, and therefore he says, "Lochein yispal b'amida im yochol below dochek." If a person could daven standing on an airplane, he should do that, and it would be better than sitting, and it could very well then be that in such a case, then it's possible that standing is so chashuv it would preempt even smichas geula l'tfila. However, there are two more psakim from Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach Zatzal, the Rebbe of Rav Nevinzal, that are important to keep in mind, that Rav Nevinzal does not mention the Ha'aris to Simen Pei Tes, which are very important. In Sefer Halicha Shlomo, in Hilchos Tvila, Rav Shlomo Zalman is quoted in Perek Shmini, page Tzadi Vav in Halicha Shlomo, Perek Shmini, Si'if Dalid, Hey, in footnote number 12, Rav Shlomo Zalman says something which is very striking. And many have intuned this already, but it's important to have an Ilan Gadol to hang an opinion on. He writes, as far as standing in regards to tefillah, there is no problem, he writes, to make a minyan on an airplane, even though there is no mechitza, because they are davening ba'akra'i. This was a famous idea that Rav Soloveitchik as well had developed, that mechitza is halacha and beis ha'knesses. This would be a raya that Rav Shlomo Zalman took a very similar type of approach. Of course, this has been the minhag ha'olam. And then in the footnote, here comes the important point. U'mikol makom lo ha'isadas rabbeinu noche ma'arichas minyan l'tfila b'shas hatza ki adover mafri l'shar anashim hanimtza'im sham. A minyan, Rav Shlomo Zalman said, often disturbs the others on the flight, and therefore, Rav Shlomo Zalman is quoted in the Sefer Halicha Shlomo as being opposed. Rav Nevinzal does not mention this here. In no way, of course, would he disagree with his Rebbe. He was talking about a case where it's not mafriya. It doesn't disturb, simply standing. What would emerge, though, are the following yesodos lahalacha. Number one, if a person could choose between standing or sitting, he most definitely should choose standing, to the point that in the Shulchan Aruch, even at the expense of smichas gula tefillah, would be acceptable, with two caveats. Number one, the Mishnah Brura says that there are times that people were noeg to choose smichas gula tefillah and sit as opposed to stand, even though that does not seem to be the conventional psak. Number two is Rav Neman Sal says, if one is sitting in a car, that might not be as bad as sitting in a wagon, and there one can concentrate. So then in a car, if one can concentrate, it's Rav Neman Sal leaves open the possibility that it even be better than davening beforehand, before the appropriate zman. The second point, when it comes to standing, standing is only an advantage when it helps your kavana. But if standing is going to hurt your kavana, Rami Feinstein says that one can most definitely sit when one is on an airplane if standing will hurt your kavana. Rav Neman Sal leaves open the possibility that standing is difficult in a wagon, in a car, but in an airplane it would not be. However, Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal was opposed to making minyanim on the airplane because it is mafriya others, it disturbs others. It seems that Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, Kedarko B'Kodesh, was taking into account the Chilul Hashem that would come as a result of organizing such a minyan. Finally, I would like to add one contemporary point that all the Svarim, when they were written, was not dealing with the reality that we have today, and that is what I would describe as television addiction, movie addiction, media addiction, which actually relates to the halachos of tefillah on an airplane. And that is, it could be today. We're not talking about going to a place that would disturb someone. If a person went to a corner that would most definitely not disturb anyone, it could be that's hard to do, that might be better, I would argue, today than sitting in one's chair in a case of where there are movies that are being played in front of oneself. Unfortunately, nowadays, many of the airlines have monitors that are in front of every seat, and that means that you could be exposed to 8 different channels, and unfortunately, if there are 8 people who are sitting in front of you and they're watching 8 different channels, the odds are that one of them is watching, whether they thought or chose to watch that or not, but are watching things that are inappropriate, that there are women that are dressed inappropriately in front of our face. In such a case, then it would be better for a person to pick up and go to a quiet corner in the airplane, even if it wouldn't mean making a minyan, which would disturb others. If it would disturb others, so then a person has a chiyuv to close his eyes and make sure that he's not davening in front of the erva. And in general, even if it's not an inappropriate showing, but still, for those of us who like sports, that could also be distracting. So a person would need to keep that in mind as well in terms of davening on an airplane. Our second halacha topic is the halachos of someone who forgot to say L'yala V'yava. Let's show how these halachos emerge from the Gemara itself. The Gemara on Lamed Amid Beis concludes the perek telling us that if a person makes a mistake and does not include Yalav Yov on the Nevar Shchodesh, he does not repeat Shmoneh Esrei, unlike Shachris and Mincha, where Shmoneh Esrei is necessary to be repeated if Shmoneh Esrei is concluded without Yalav Yov being said. And that is halacha number one, that we do not repeat in Ma'ariv because Ein Kadshin Ela B'Yom, the Iker Kiddush of the Rosh Chodesh, comes about specifically in the day. This is codified in Simen Taf Chav Beis, and it really is the Gemara on Daf Lamed Amud Beis. If we go back in Amud to Chav Tes Amud Beis, we will see a few other halachos in regards to Yalav Yava. On the top of Chav Tes Amud Beis, we have the following halachos, 3 lines from the top. Tov Elohisker Shel Rosh Chodesh Ba'avoda Chozer La'avoda. If a person remembers while he was saying Ritzei that he did not say Yalav Yavo, that he passed through Ritzei, he began the bracha of Vezechazenu, so then in such a case, he goes back to Ritzei. Let's be more precise. He goes back and he stops. Let's use the word stop over here. He stops where he is and then he says Yalav Yavo. Now here, We find this in the Shulchan Aruch. The Mechaber passes this in Simin Taf Chaf Beis. Aval Imlo Amaro Shachris Mincha Machzirin Also. If you forget in Shachris Mincha, then you do repeat. V'imnizkar Kodem Sheischal Modim. If you remember before you start Modim, Omer Pamachom Shenizkar. He should say it at the place where he remembers. So let's say he started V'zechazena Einenu B'shuv Chalitzion Birachamim, and then he remembers. So he should mention right then and there. Now, what should he say? So Rav Nevensal says that Rav Shlomo Zalman said that one should say a full-fledged Yalav Yavo. He just picks up right there before Baruch Ata Ava Machzir Shchinaso. So then, in such a case, he starts Lokeinu Lokeinu Aseinu Yalav Yavo. He does mention Umkidumani, says Rav Nevensal, that there are some who say that all you say is Zachreinu Latova Biyom Rosh Chodesh Hazeh, and then continue on in the bracha of Zechazenu. But we do not follow this opinion. What we follow is that we say all of Yalav Yavo. That is in the case of where a person remembers before he started Modim. This would apply, even says the Mishnah Brura in Sif Katan Hey, that even if he concluded the bracha of Amachzir Shchinaso Litzion, so then in such a case, then he would say Yalav Yavo at that moment. Once he starts Modim, so then in such a case, he's got to go back. He has to go back to Ritzei. That's why we had that expression before, to go back. He goes back to Ritzei. And that's exactly what we read in the Gemara. We're just showing that the Shulchan Aruch is just a more elaborate and more detailed expansion of the Gemara. Five lines from the top, four lines from the top on Chav Tesamid Beis, Nisgar Bahada Chozer Lavoda. So then in such a case, he goes back to Avoda, and that means, says the Mechaber, V'im lo Nisgar Achar Sheishchum Modim, im Nisgar Kodem Sheishchum Tfiloso, Chozer L'Ritzei. If he remembers before he concluded Shemon Esrei, so then in such a case, he goes back to Ritzei, and then he inserts Yalav Yavo over there. If, however, he concluded Shmona Esrei, so then in such a case, as we learned yesterday, when he's Oker Raglov, says the Mechaber, so then in such a case, then he's concluded Shmona Esrei, so then the halacha is that he needs to go back and repeat all of Shmona Esrei. With, of course, Yalav Yavo. There is one more halacha that is not well known. In fact, someone asked me the Shaila this past year, and it's Chata Ayanima Skirayom. I did not take this opinion that the Mishnah Brura quotes over here in Sif Katan Dalet into account, and that is the following question. What happens if a person asks you on Rosh Chodesh, "Oi, I realized that I forgot to say Yalav Yavo." You do so instinctively, you repeat Shmon Esrei. However, says the Mishnah Brura in the name of the Knesset HaGdolah and Sif Katan Dalid, that all of these halachas are only if a person did not daven Musaf. Once an individual davened Musaf, so then in such a case, he was Yotze B'dieved because he mentioned the Kedushas Hayom already in Musaf. So therefore, the Mishnah Brura seems to mention and almost, I would say, even conclude. His words are, Yesh la'akal bazal kolponim biyachid b'dieved, that b'dieved one could be makel. However, he does quote, for those of us who've erred in that, at least we could take some comfort in this, that the Rajva clearly disagrees with this and says that everybody goes back. He quotes that, the Mishnah Brura, that is, quotes the Maruk Tzir of Yaakov Emden, who says that we follow this Rajva, that you would go back. However, he suggests that person should make a tnai that if he's not chayiv, the tefillah should be a tefillas nedava. Finally, our last halacha about repeating Yalav Yavo in instances where one forgot, what happens if one has a suffix? Says the Ramah, v'imu suffix im hizkir olo, ein tzarech lachzor. So if a person has a suffix, so then in such a case, he does not repeat. However, here might be a case where the psak of the Ramah is followed by some, but the Mishnah Berurah says that the Achronim reject this psak of the Ramah. The rationale for the Ramah is that we have a rule that if a person repeats something within 30 days, in such a case, then he will not forget. And since within 30 days, last time he said Yalav Yavo, so then, by the way, the assumption there would be that last time he did say Yalav Yavo, then this time it's likely that he did not forget. However, the Mishnah Berurah concludes, Umikol Mokum LaHalacha Lo Naktinan De Rov Achronim Kemat Kulam Cholkin Al Zeh V'Sorin Da'afilu B'Afeg Tzarech Lachzor L'Spalo. So it seems that we do not follow the Psak of the Ramah. It's a collector's item, where one of those cases where Minig Ashkenaz is not to follow the Psak of the Ramah. Most poskim reject it, and therefore if a suffix one needs to repeat. So just to go over our halachos quickly, Ma'ariv, one does not repeat. If one forgot during Shachris, some who said that if you daven Musaf, you would not repeat the Shemona Esrei, that is a big discussion. It seems like many hold you do best to say over with Tfilas Nedava. If you remember that you missed the Aliyava within Ritzei, so then in such a case, you stop, in other words, in the Bracha V'Zechazenu, you stop and you insert it right there. Our custom is to insert it, that exact Yalav Yavo, V'Elokeinu V'Kevaseinu, not just the abridged Zachreinu L'Tova. And then, if you remember before the conclusion of Shemona Esrei, then you go back to Ritzei. If you've forgotten after Shemona Esrei, you go back. And Safek, we paskin as well, that one needs to go back. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes the halachos of Daf Lamed, and Baruch Hashem, we've been zoche to complete another perek in the Daf and the halacha. Our last set of halachos for Daf Lamed, and it is packed with halachos. Today we will do three topics of halacha, is a topic of Tfilas Haderech. When exactly is one chayiv to say Tfilas Haderech? Let's take a look and teach some of the halachos and learn together from the Gemara and the Rashi. We did not emphasize this when we did the Daf, but the Gemara tells us that the time that one needs to say Tfilas Haderech, three lines from the top in Lamed Amud Aleph, Rav Yaakov says in the name of Rav Chisda, Mishah Shemahalech Baderech, at the time that he goes on the way. And the Gemara then asks, how long is that distance? Ad parsa, up until a parsa. So then we describe what a parsa is, that it is four times three quarters of a mile, a distance of 8,000 amos. But what exactly is the Gemara saying, ad parsa, that we did not discuss? Let's look into the Rashi, and let's Beis Hashem apply it, halacha l'maisa. Rashi in Dibar Matzla, ad la parsa, says, avolo la'acher shahalach parsa. That the chiyuv of Tfilas Haderech is within the first parsa. When you're traveling on the way, anytime that you're chayiv, the first parsa is when you're supposed to say Tfilas Haderech. Afterwards, is too late. That's how Rashi learns at parsa. The Bahag, the Baal Halachas Gedolos, continues Rashi, learns differently. Ad kami yivakesh leilech, shu tzarech lispalel, ad parsa, afilu ein lo leilech ela ad parsa. What is the minimal distance of travel that you need to do to be chayiv in Tfilas Haderech, says the Baal Halachas Gedolos? It's a parsa. It's four times three quarters of a mile, 8,000 amos. In Shulchan Aruch, the opinion of the Bahag is the primary understanding, even though Rashi gets honorable mention. Says the Shulchan Aruch, in Simin Kuf Yud Aleph Sim Zayin, Omer Osa Achar Shehichzik Bederech, you say Tfilas Haderech once you're on the way, as we saw three lines from the top in the Gemara. Ve'en la'amra elim ken yesho leilech parsa. The only time that you're supposed to say Tfilas Haderech is if you're going more, a parsa more. Aval pachos mi parsa lo yachdom bebaruch. Less than a parsa, then it doesn't get a concluding bracha. So anything more than a travel of a little less than 4 miles, between 3.5 and 4 miles, can entitle a person lahalacha for a requirement of Tfilas Haderech, like the Bahag understood in the Gemara. Rashi gets honorable mention because the Shulchan Aruch adds in parentheses, "Ulechatchila yomar osa beparsa rishona." Lechatchila, one is supposed to say tfilas haderech within the first parsa. That was Rashi's understanding of the Gemara, as well as Rabbeinu Yonah. Following the above logic of the Bahag, the Mechaber concludes, what happens if you forgot to say Tfilas HaDerech? Could you still say Tfilas HaDerech? You got it. Until the last parsa, you're able to say. Because the Chiyuv of Tfilas HaDerech is if a person is traveling parsa. Vim shachach mila omar yomar to kol zman shu b'derech, says the Mechaber in Siv Zayin of Kuf Yud, once within a parsa, so then there isn't a chiyuv of tefilas haderech. If we stopped right here, what would emerge is any time a person is traveling between 3.5 and 4 miles, automatically they would make a bracha of tefilas haderech. However, we do not do that, and the reason for that is based on the Be'er Halacha in Dibur HaMaskel Ve'Ein Lamra, and this is the psak of the Tehillah LeDavid. Rav Shlomo Zalman went with the psak of the Tehillah LeDavid all the way. We will see that the Chazon Ish went with part of the way. The Be'er Halacha in Dibur HaMaskel Ve'Ein LaOmra says that all of these halachos only apply when you're passing in an area where you are a parsa distance from civilization. Civilization would be a city, a significant town. However, if along the road you're constantly passing other areas, other towns, villages, and cities, the Be'er Halacha raises the question, it could very well be that there would not be a chiyuv of tefilas haderech. This might be talui v'amevin yavin in the machlokis between Rashi and the Bahag. According to the Bahag, we will flesh out, the whole chiyuv is that you're leaving a parsa's worth of civilization, and you're more likely to be in danger. The Tehillah LeDavid rules according to this side of the Be'er Halacha, and Rav Nevin Sal quotes in his Aharos, and it appears in the Shalos Teshuva Mincha Shlomo in Fila Perek Tzvaf Aleph, that any time you are passing within the radius of a parsa of Yishuvim, so then there won't be a chiyuv of tefilas haderech. Hence, Rav Shlomo Zalman taught lahalacha that traveling from Yerushalayim to Bnei Brak, and you could plug the same thing in, from traveling from Flatbush to Staten Island, and from Staten Island to the five towns, etc., etc., that if you're not going to pass a place where there's no settlement within 3.5 to 4 miles from the place that you're passing, in such a case, there would be no chiyuv to say tefilas haderech, and it should not be said with the shem u'malchus. Rav Nevin Sal leaves open what would Rav Zalman Zatzal say about Arab villages, and he says that what he did hear from Rav Shlomo Zalman is that any time there is border patrol here in Israel, we have checkpoints that are within the parsa, so then in such a case, then as well, Rav Shlomo Zalman going with this Tehillah LeDavid until the end, he felt that one should not say Tefilas Haderech. At least, certainly, without Shem U'Malchus. The Chazon Ish is quoted in the Sefer Orchos Rabbeinu, which is quoted in the Pnine Halacha of the Ozer of Ahadar edition, as having a slightly different shita, and that is that he says that since there are sakanas today on the road, it could very well be a tefilas haderech would be appropriate even within the yishuv. And therefore, he says, if someone wants to say tefilas haderech, do not stop him. Particularly, he was discussed an example of going from Bnei Brak to Tel Aviv, that riding in cars today is dangerous. Rav Shlomo Zalman responds to that argument in the above-mentioned Halicha Shlomo, excuse me, I might have said last time, in the Chuvas Mincha Shlomo, in the Sefer Halicha Shlomo, in Tefillah, Perikah Valid, that if we're going to take that argument, that any time one rides in the street, then that would require Tefillah Haderech, and we have the rules of Chazal, and that is only traveling when it comes to a Parsa. seems that Rav Soloveitchik did not follow the more constricted approach of Rav Shlomo Zalman. In the Nefesh HaRav, Rav Shechter quotes that Rav Soloveitchik said Bilas HaDerech the first few times that he traveled on the airplane, and he said it's a psychological phenomenon. When a person feels insecure, then he says the halacha, then he says the bracha of Tfilas HaDerech. After a while, when he got so used to commuting back and forth from Boston to New York, then he ceased saying Tfilas HaDerech. It would seem that Rav Shlomo Zalman's argument fits very well in the Gemara, and that Meikar Dedina, if one has that emotional awareness to say Tfilas HaDerech, maybe it should be said without shame in those instances when he's within a parsa of the Yishuv the entire time. If it's a Safek, well, you might very well have the opinion of Rashi that would say that in all cases you say it, Vam Evin Yavin, and certainly the Be'er Halacha is Mesupak, there might be a lot of room in such a case to say, as well as the fact that the Chazon Ish pointed out that Tfilas HaDerech is appropriate today also because of the terrible phenomenon of traffic accidents. Finally, we mentioned in terms of flying in an airplane, and Rav Soloveitchik even saying Tfilas HaDerech from Boston to New York, there is a brilliant approach of the Ragachover going, that Ragachover felt that one does not say Tfilas HaDerech when traveling on an airplane. And the reason for that, the Ragachover had a raya from the sugya of Shiluach HaKein in the end of Maseches Chulin, that the Gemara there describes, if you have a cane, a nest, that is resting in the air, let's say it's, the Gemara discusses, on the top of someone's head, so the Gemara says that it's not considered baderech. In the air is not considered baderech, and the Pasuk describes Shiluach HaKein as if you when you meet it, baderech. Says the Ragachover, the tefillah is called tefillah haderech. The air is not called derech. Hence, he said, there's no tefillah haderech that's said for an airplane. Rav Nevinzal quotes that Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal disagreed and said that one does say tefillah haderech on an airplane. Ragachover's going a brilliant raya, notwithstanding, if one is going far up into the air, then that's definitely outside of a parsa, or Shlomo Zalman would argue. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes the halachos from Daf Lamed.